Hello, my name's Kirsty, and I offer you lots of meditations on my podcast. But today I felt it important to give you some hints and tips on how to be fully present on Mother Earth and some exercises that you can do to support yourself during the day and at night. So I always find it important when I wake up in the morning to call in Archangel Michael, Uriel, Gabriel and Raphael, Sandalphon and Metatron. And so this is what I ask of them. I call upon you now, Archangel Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, Raphael, Metatron and Sandalphon. I call on you now to surround me with your beautiful wings of light. And I ask that you help to keep me grounded for the day and that you show me positive energy for the day and help me to feel power and strength throughout the day. I call on you to protect my energy and place me in a beautiful white light. And I allow you to support me throughout the day and call upon you as and when needed. Please give me the strength and the courage to be in the now space and to protect me. Amen. So I do that every morning. You can have your own little prayer. You can ask certain things, but I always find that really good to set my day up and to give me the strength and empowerment to be who I want to be and to speak my truth. Now, the opposite of that is bedtime. And bedtime is really, really important to release energies from the day. So one of the things that's really important to do is to put your arms out, facing your palms up, and you just say, body, please release all energy that is no longer mine. Body, please release all energy that is not mine. Body, please release energy that is not mine. So that is an exercise you can do, and you can do that at any time you feel that you need it, and you can also focus on any incidences or traumas that you've had in your life and sit in those and ask your body to release them. And that's a really strong and powerful thing to do. So bedtime prayer is really important. So you've done body, please release what no longer serves me, or please release the energies that are not mine, which is really powerful. But when you're going to bed, you can call on Archangel Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, and Michael, and you ask them to place a white light around you, a white light around the four corners of your bed, a white light around your bedroom, a white light around the four corners of the house or flat or wherever you live, and a white light around all the windows and doors. And you call on them for your protection whilst you sleep. And that, again, is a really powerful prayer. It really does protect you while you're sleeping. It helps you have a really good night's sleep. And you'll find that you'll have a deeper sleep for doing that. So that's every night. So it's about calling in that white energy from your angels and protecting your house. You can protect your pets, you can protect your family, you can do whatever you want with that white light, but really visualize it really strong when you are going through that prayer. So those are some of the three exercises that you can do. I also feel that I find that I use sage, Californian white sage, and I use Palo Santo. And once a week, a really good exercise to do is to light up some sage. Obviously, be careful with fire. We don't want your house to catch fire. But what you can do is put it into a shell, or you can have it as an incense. But to go around your house once a week with the sage, and you call again upon Archangel Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Raphael. And you ask that the negative energies within your house, or anything that you want to release of the house, again, just do the sage around all the corners of each room, all the corners of the house. You can even do it outside as well. You can do the sign of the cross if you would like to, or you can do the sign of Reiki. And you can just call on Archangel Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Raphael to come forward and help clear and cleanse the energies of the house that you want to release. So if you've had an argument that week, if something has happened at work that you've brought that energy back, it will just clear it for you. It will help you feel much better. And Palo Santo is a special tree that has real good cleansing qualities and is actually, from my point of view, stronger than sage. You can get Palo Santo oil, you can get Palo Santo sprays, and you can get the Palo Santo sticks. And you just light them like you do with the sage, and you just do all the corners of the house. It's quite nice after you've cleansed the house to light some candles and ask for positives that you want to come forward in your life at that time. So again, that's a really lovely hint and tip of something you can do once a week. Another exercise to do in the morning is to go outside, and if you haven't got a garden, you can do it indoors as well, but place your feet on Mother Earth and imagine your feet with roots coming out and those roots going through the grass, the mud, the rocks, the crystal layer, and going into the center of Mother Earth. And just imagine those roots going down, 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 down to the center of Mother Earth. And you can call on Mother Earth and you can ask her to put those roots deep into the ground. And you can also imagine your body going down to Mother Earth, if you like, and feeling her loving energy. I always see Mother Earth in a kind of cave, but it's a really big cave and it really is the womb of Mother Earth. And on all her shelves are different crystals, herbs and oils. But you will see what is right for you when you do that exercise. And so once you've met Mother Earth, you've placed your roots deep into the ground, you can connect them with a crystal as well if you'd like. Mother Earth will give you a gift. So you can just, for a couple of minutes, just leave your roots into Mother Earth and just meditate and breathe. And then I always like to bring up white and pink light into my roots, into my feet, into my ankles, my legs, my hips, and all the way to my heart. And that really helps to keep you grounded. And what you can do is just bend your body down to your feet, scoop up the Mother Earth energy, and bring it over your head, your shoulders, and your back. So you're completely present on Mother Earth. And you'll find that exercise really strong, and you must do that in the day. If you feel anxious or upset or something's happened, again, just close your eyes and just put your roots deep into Mother Earth. And it's a really good exercise if you do struggle with, if you struggle with things on Earth or you find it difficult to live here on Earth, that grounding really helps to keep you focused, and it gives you the strength and the empowerment to really be on Mother Earth and be in the present moment as much as you can. And what you'll find with Mother Earth is that you'll feel her presence and her energy really helping to deepen that grounding. Another important thing that I like to do in the mornings is connecting with the sun. And so in the mornings when I've done my grounding, I will also look up at the sun. Now, obviously, please be careful with your eyes. But just for a minute or so, I just look at the sun and I focus on the sun. And then I close my eyes and I ask the sun god to come forward and send healing and the beautiful yellow energy into my body. And you're just accepting the sun in your third eye, in your throat and in your chakras. And that beautiful sun god energy and that yellow energy, really, really good for healing. You can also take your water outside and you can place it on the side and let the sun activate that water for you. So you close your eyes, I say for about 5-10 minutes, just focus on the sun. If you haven't got time for that, a minute is fine. If you're in your lunch break or if you're having a break, it's a really good idea just to use it to go outside, put your phone away and just focus on the sky and the sun. And you'll start to have a really good relationship with the sun, and you'll find that you will relax with the sun. So obviously we've talked about the sun, so now we need to talk about the moon. So when in the evening, again, a really good thing to do is to go outside, take 5-10 minutes outside, and just watch, look at the moon, look at the colours, feel the energy, and just call upon the moon goddess with her feminine energy to come forward and just embrace the moon energy into your body. And you can call on the moon goddess to help you with things in life, help you with developing your spiritual development, and opening up your third eye. The other lovely thing about the moon is to try and be aware of when there's a full moon and when there's a new moon. So when there's a full moon, that's a really good time to call upon the moon goddess to release what you want to release into the full moon. And so you can light a candle, you can call on Mother Goddess, and you can just say, Mother Goddess, please release my worries on finances, or please release my worries on you know, not feeling safe here on earth. Just anything that you want to release and let go. And then the new moon is when you would call on the moon goddess to ask for what you'd like to work on that month. So if that month you want to make sure that you do a bit more exercise, or you want to be better at eating, or you want to learn a new skill. So the full moon and the new moon, really good to pop in your diaries and just send 5-10 minutes in those energies once a month, and that will be really, really helpful to you. Another way or things that I like to use is essential oils. I tend to use essential oils that are activated, so you can just use lavender if you'd like to relax and feel comfortable, or you can use the rose energy if you would like to feel more love in your life. So the essential oils are, again, a really good way. I do use essential oils that are mixed, and there's lots of essential oils online. And what I do with my essential oils is sometimes I use them as a perfume as well, and I feel that gives me another protection for the day. And it also gives out a nice aura to those people that are around you with that essential oil, because you find that you will be helping others to develop around you. So again, essential oils, look them up, see if you can find different ones. I use the tree oils from the Glastonbury UK, and I can't remember the name of it right now, but it's if you just type in Glastonbury essential oils, you'll have it. And I actually use the tree oils as a perfume, and they're really, really beautiful. Or you can use essential oils to burn with a candle, and water is another way. Another thing you can do is put essential oils in a spray bottle and then add other bits that you want to and spray your aura. So you can also get sage, Palo Santo, and lots of different things to clear and cleanse the aura. So I use a lot of sprays around me, which again just cleans my energy, keeps me good. And then the last hint and tip I'd like to give you is water. Drinking a lot of water throughout the day is really important. And if you don't drink much water, try to just drink a pint to 2 pints a day and then build it up with that water, because we are 80% water in our body. And so the water is really, really good for cleansing our organs and cleansing our body. So I hope you find that really helpful. Hopefully you can write some notes, and I will do a transcript for this so you can have a look at it on the instructions of this podcast. I am Kate's Away with the Fairies Healing. I am on Facebook, Instagram, and so look me up, Kate's Away with the Fairies Healing, with an extra sprinkle of fairy dust. So I do hope that you have found this podcast helpful. And yeah, get in touch if you need any support. And my email address is kirsty_907@hotmail.com. So much love and blessings to you. Take care.